Jane, can you just take us through your game winner there, what you saw?
I think their line and their D were a little bit tired from the lines before, and just a good grinding shift. We kept the puck below the goal and ended up winning it back a couple times. We were kind of relentless on the puck, and Bozy came on. He was fresh and probably knew there wasn't much time left, so he just threw it on net, and I kind of got lucky. He was just hitting my stick.
Off the top of your head, is that the biggest goal you've scored in your career so far?
Yeah, I gotta say yes at this point in time in the series, and that much time left, and the chance to go home and close it out. It's big, but we know how the home games have gone, and we got to regroup and get ready.
Jane, what is it about this team that there's no hole, no problem is too big for you guys to overcome? It's the whole season.
Yeah, we're just staying with it. We believe in one each other. We believe in the system, and we work as a team. I mean, when the team has success, we all know that we get rewarded, and we're all playing the same. We're working hard. We're tight defensively, and the power play had a big goal to give us momentum. But this whole series is so tight, and you just never know right now with the bounces that are happening.
What was it?
Brandon was just saying how it's a tough series for him, but he's finally able to produce. I mean, people were talking about you and Shen not producing for you guys to both come up big today. Pretty key. I guess what I'm saying is, do you think that there's enough time in the series for you to produce?
Yeah, you want to step up and help the team any way you can. When it's not like you're not getting chances, and when they're not going in, you got to find other ways to help the team and make sure you're still creating chances, being good defensively, and just working. If you stick with it and have that belief, there's more times or not, it's going to come around. And we have very, very spread out scoring from this team. We get contributions from everyone, and everyone seems to be stepping up at different times.
What was the importance of that Shen Perron flip flop?
We talked about maybe doing it. I thought even in the first, each line's had chances, and I think that power play goal just let us not relax, but gave us a lot of momentum, and we just went from there. We've played with the Shen before, Perron's played with those guys before, so everyone's kind of used to playing with each other and kind of played with each other before, so it wasn't like it was that big of a switch for us.
You and obviously you and Shen have done some great things together in the past. It seemed like you clicked right from the start, right?
Yeah, like I said, a lot of forwards have played with each other, and he can play the wing, but I think naturally he's a centerman, so he likes getting speed through the neutral zone, and we just needed to make a switch. We were getting chances, but they weren't going in, and that the switch paid off, and like I said, the PK was huge, the PP was big, and then just kept going from there.
Can you give me an idea what the dressing room looked like in the second intermission, what the bench looked like early in the third that led to such composure on the ice?
Yeah, we thought we were doing a lot of good things throughout the game. Obviously, we weren't happy with the score, but we were still doing good things, and there was 20 minutes left, and you see in the playoffs right now, a lot of leads are slipping away, and you just got to have that belief. And that first one gave us that mojo, and I think we did a better job of handling the puck and kind of tiring their D and their forwards out by playing in their end.
Chance goal on the replay. Are you guys thinking positive there that they were going to give you the goal?
It's tough to tell. I wasn't sure. I knew the net came off, but. Being right beside Shen, I thought it was going to be a goal just from how it went.
Beside him on the bench?
No, on the ice. I was right beside him, and it looked like it was going to be a clean goal.
The game in St. Louis, the one-goal game, that's the first time you guys have lost a one-goal game since, I think, the beginning of February. What is it about the team that's, gotten you just better at closing out these close games?
I think you learn as you go, and you learn to keep composure, and you want to be smart with the puck, and you don't really want to have fear. You want to be aggressive and make sure you're on your toes still. You don't want to sit back. That's when you get in trouble, and I think we learned our lesson earlier in the year, and we just kind of keep building from there.
Were you able to get the puck?
I'm not sure. Someone